Thank you very much. A warm welcome to everyone, and thanks for being with us today. We asked to talk with you today because we wanted you to have the opportunity to meet my successor before the EGM, at least on the phone. Mr. Marek Sowa, who is the candidate for the management board of Agora and who will be its new president, is with us today. With us is also Sławek Sikora, a member of the supervisory board and of its succession committee. Since at the request of Agora Holding, the supervisory board managed the search, I will now give the floor to Mr. Sikora to comment on the process and its outcome. Sławek?
In connection with the agenda for the EGM, Agora Holding, based on the recommendation of supervisory board, nominated Mr. Marek Sowa as a candidate for the Agora Management Board. If the shareholders of Agora appoint the candidate to the board, he will be then elected by the board, its president. The current president, Mrs. Wanda Rapaczyńska, will submit her resignation prior to the EGM. Mr. Marek Sowa is one of the leaders of Polish electronic media market. Since 2000, he has represented the interests of the international media group Liberty Global in Poland, among others, serving as a vice president of UPC Poland and a member of the supervisory board of Canal Plus. Prior to this, he was the business development director for Entertainment Incorporation, a multimedia holding company listed on Nasdaq. He headed a satellite music channel, Atomic TV, now the MTV Poland, and was employed by CBS, a U.S. television network. Mr. Marek Sowa is the president of the Polish Union on Private Media Employers and a member of the management board of Polish Confederation of Private Employers Lewiatan. He is a long-standing member of the board of Polish Chamber of Electronic Communication, European Cable Communications Association in Brussels, and the American Chamber of Commerce in Poland. He serves on supervisory boards of TKP and PTC. Marek Sowa was born in 1962. He is a graduate of American Studies at Warsaw University, the University of Warsaw, University of Illinois, joint MBA program and of executive education programs, including SEP at Stanford University in U.S. I don't need to tell this audience that preparing for succession with a sufficient lead time is one of the key jobs the governing bodies of a well-managed company. Agora started the planning process a couple of years ago when Mrs. Wanda Rapaczyńska, the current president, notified the supervisory board and Agora Holding that she would like to hand off to a successor no later than in 2007. The process was led by the succession committee of the board, on which I had the honor to serve. The committee consulted on ongoing basis with Agora Holding and with Mrs. Wanda Rapaczyńska. The search took nearly 2 years. We reviewed candidates from Poland and from abroad, as far as the U.S., and conducted tens of interviews and candidates' meetings. Finding the right candidate was not a simple task. This is the first change in the position of CEO of Agora. Since the IPO, the company was headed by Wanda Rapaczyńska, whose exceptional personality, reputation for strong leadership, and long experience in media and in business were instrumental in the company's growth, its market success, and in shaping and strengthening its positive image in Poland and abroad. At the same time, market challenges, both local and global, which media companies face today, the unique corporate culture of Agora, its roots and the values to which the company adheres from its inception, required a unique talent and personality. we saw the candidate who is a seasoned manager, has a depth of experience in media, and who can confidently operate in the framework of technological revolution which is taking place in this sector. A strong leader, a visionary strategist who will lead the Agora team to the new heights. At the same time, a person who shares Agora's values, who will be a staunch defender of media freedom, and who understands our country and the context in which the company operates. I'm very happy to tell you that in the opinion of supervisory boards and of shareholders of Agora Holding, we found this unique candidate in Marek Sowa. He meets all of our requirements. He is the person Agora needs today and in the future. We are confident that his experience, talent, and management skills will serve to the further growth of the company and to build value for its shareholders. Thank you.
I would like to ask Marek Sowa to give his comments.
Yes, hello everyone. I wanted to thank the Supervisory Board of Agora, the shareholders of Agora Holding, and the Management Board for the trust they have placed in me when they resolved to present me as the candidate for the President of the Management Board of Agora. Especially as I have always observed with admiration and respect the accomplishments and successes of Agora's and Gazeta's outstanding team. In the last 18 years, the Agora team and its leadership built a fantastic company, firmly set on strong business fundamentals, steadfast values, and strong brands. These are enormously valuable assets which need to be strengthened and developed in the ever-changing digital world. This is my goal. I would like to take this wonderful company to a new phase of its growth. I am convinced that in the future, Agora has a chance to become a leading new media company in this part of Europe and, just as it is in the newspaper market, be a serious competitor also to the big international players. I trust I will have an opportunity to meet with you in person during Agora's September roadshow. It is my intention to ensure that Agora's communication with the financial markets remains as good and transparent as it has been heretofore. I will make every effort to be available to you just as Vanda has been, and you can count on my assistance when you need me. I realize that the crossbar has been set pretty high by Vanda. To step in the shoes of such a powerful personality is no small challenge. You have my declaration of close cooperation, and I am counting on it being reciprocal. Thank you. I am ready to answer your questions after Vanda's comments.
Just a few words. First of all, I would like to offer my heartfelt thanks to the Supervisory Board for the enormous job they did and for their dedication to finding the best candidate for Agora. I assisted the Board in their job, and I'm certain that without the Board's determination, we would not have done as well as we did. So, Sławek, we owe you a debt of gratitude. Now, after last year's competitive battles, I feel that the company has passed the test of market maturity. We came out of it stronger and wiser. Today, the company can turn its full attention to the challenges of the future, that is, development in new media. Marek's experience in and knowledge of this area, his strategic vision and courage in decision-making are a guarantee that his ambitious plans for Agora, which he told you about, will soon become reality. I have known Marek for many years. We worked together on many media policy issues. In various difficult situations, he demonstrated to me that he understands the importance of media freedom and will staunchly defend them. He demonstrated integrity, courage, and decency, and he proved to be a dependable friend. He's also a very nice person and good company, and you all will enjoy meeting with Marek during roadshows. The transition will be carefully managed to make sure it does not affect the company's ongoing business, its development projects, or communication with the market, as Marek already mentioned. I will stay on for a time to support and to ease Marek's entry into the company. He will also have the ongoing support of the entire management board, who welcomes him to the circle. Marek's success is the company's success and, of course, our personal success. Although I personally shall be handing off to Marek very soon, I am not likely to lose interest in the success of Agora, which has been my baby for so very long. I am not saying goodbye to you as yet, since I plan to see you together with Marek during the fall roadshow. I wanted to thank you all shareholders, for your support. I am also counting on your support for Marek's candidacy at the EGM in August. Thank you for listening. We are now ready to answer your questions.
Good afternoon. It's Guy Czartoryski from HSBC. Obviously, this is a very stirring occasion, and I'd like to congratulate Mr. Sova. I have three questions. First, Vanda, will you be staying on in the Agora group or Agora holding group in some capacity for the long term? I'd be interested to know the answer to that question. And two, Mr. Sova, it'd be interesting perhaps for me and the other participants on the call if you could say something about your experience in cable, and also specifically where you stand on the legal challenge to public TV carrying advertising. Thanks.
I'll take the first question. I shall remain one of the shareholders of Agora Holding. I have no intention of resigning from that in the foreseeable future. That's for the long run. In the short run, as I said earlier, Guy, I will be here, you know, overlapping with Marek for as long as he needs me, a couple of months to support to the extent he needs me. And thank you for your congratulations to Marek.
Thank you.
Marek?
I understand the question also has some bearing on Agora because, as some of you I'm sure know, I have been involved in some, as Vanda has said, in some media policy battles. One of them definitely involves TVP, the public broadcaster, which has been this strange animal on the Polish media scene, where it's both supported by public funds and by heavily so by advertising. And since TVP is such a big company in Poland, whatever it does affects not just the television scene, but the whole media scene, including radio, including internet, including definitely publishing newspapers. With the specific question as to my position on TVP's advertising, I have been quite consistent in whatever I have been saying on this issue. TVP and the owner, which is the state treasury, should make up their minds whether it's a public broadcaster or whether it's a commercial animal. At this point, it's both. So there needs to be a serious discussion in the marketplace on, yes, making sure that TVP has enough funds to support its mission. On the other hand, it should either remove itself or be seriously constrained in terms of the freedom which it does have now in terms of having the commercials and setting the prices for the commercials, which affect the whole market. The bottom line is we need to make sure that we have a clear view of what TVP should be in the future, whether it's a public broadcaster or whether it's just a commercial animal like everyone else, which, of course, would mean that it shouldn't have any special privileges.
Thanks.
Well, thank you very much again for being on this call. We will conclude, and of course, we will be available after August 30. The roadshow starts immediately thereafter. We hope to be seeing you all then. Thank you very much.
Thank you.